give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it will be measured back to you. Luke 6:38. I am Rob West. God makes certain promises about giving to encourage us to be generous, to trust Him and not fear. Art Rayner is with us today to talk about the power of these promises. Then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, our guest Art Rayner is the author of the brand new book, Money in the Light of Eternity, What the Bible Says About Your Financial Purpose. He's also a frequent contributor here at FaithFi and a good friend. Art, welcome back.
Rob, it is always an honor. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. And Art, Money in the Light of Eternity is so deep and yet so easy to read. It reminds me of something Larry Burkett used to say, that every spending decision is a spiritual decision. Would you agree with that idea?
I would. I'm reminded of a couple of things when you ask that question. First, Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Bible makes it clear money management reflects heart management. Second, the Bible is obviously not silent on the topic of money. There are over 2,000 verses about it. So as believers, the question is whether we trust what God says regarding His promises and provision, and are we willing to surrender this area of our lives to Him?
That's a powerful idea, one we all need to consider. Well, as you know, Art, we're going to dig into one of your chapters around giving. It's titled Giving as an Act of Trust, and you unpack God's promises about giving. So I want to go over those, the first of which is God promises He will provide.
Yeah, let's look at Malachi 3:10. It says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in." Try it. Put me to the test. See, God doesn't tell us to give and then leaves us hanging. No, He ties a promise to our generosity. He promises to pour out an abundance of blessings on us, and He tells us to test Him in this, to give Him the opportunity to show that He will make good on His promise. Now, does this mean that giving generously to the church will finally get you that new red Lamborghini that you've always dreamed of?
Right.
Not necessarily. No. God's blessings can be financial and material, but they can also be spiritual. Maybe God gives you the contentment you have been chasing for years, the same contentment you once sought from money by becoming part of something far more significant than your own momentary life on earth.
Yeah, that's a powerful invitation the Lord gives us. All right, this next promise that you unpack is that God promises He will multiply.
Yeah, right. In John 6, Jesus turns a small boy's 5 loaves and 2 fish into enough to feed 5,000 with 12 baskets full left over. Yeah. Many of us can relate to this boy. We look at our meager resources and wonder what God could ever do with them in the face of such great need. What difference can our generosity make? John 6 shows us that God is a God of multiplication. God will take whatever you give and multiply your resources to accomplish His purposes. That is a promise from God, but it takes trust.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, I think we have time for one more. I'd love for you to explain the promise that God will enrich.
We all enjoy getting a good return on our investments, or ROI. You like a good ROI, I like a good ROI, and so does God. Therefore, God promises to enrich those who give. In 2 Corinthians 9:11, Paul writes to those who trust God with their money, "Yes, you will be enriched in every way, so that you can always be generous." You see, God wants a good ROI. He gives so that we can give. He blesses so that we can bless others. God is looking for conduits of generosity, channels through which His blessings can flow. He is looking for men and women whom He can enrich so that others may be blessed.
Yeah, and that's our incredible opportunity as stewards of God's resources. All right, so we've got just a few seconds left. Tie a bow on this for us, Art.
Generosity is an act of trust. Yeah. It shifts our hearts from reliance on ourselves and money to reliance on God. Generous giving visibly demonstrates our trust in God and His promises to provide. If you are a Christian, you already have trusted God with your soul. It's time that you trust Him with your money.
Wow, that's a powerful idea and a great place for us to finish today. Art, thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
That's FaithFi contributor Art Rayner. Pick up a copy of his new book, Money in the Light of Eternity, What the Bible Says About Your Financial Purpose. Back with your questions after this.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. The life of the Apostle Paul is a riches-to-rags story, the very opposite of most inspirational stories, but Paul saw things differently. He knew he had traded up, not down, and he knew to trust God, even when it wasn't clear where his next meal would come from. In Romans 8, Paul gives us a reason to also trust in God in our times of want. Verse 32, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" We can trust him, even for the little things, and that's because he's already met us in our greatest need of all. He has given us a Savior. Grow in your walk with Jesus with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
The Friends of Israel Today keeps a finger on the pulse of what's happening in Israel.
Yesterday, there were 66 new wounded soldiers, which in Israel numbers, it's a lot of wounded soldiers.
Yes.
Relatively to the United States, it's like you had in one day 500 soldiers would be getting wounded.
Yes.
Or 1,000, okay? The hospitals in Israel are full with the wounded soldiers. They get the rehabilitation and start now.
Hear the Friends of Israel Today every Saturday afternoon at 2 Central on AFR.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and whether you've been listening for years or you've just found us, we're so glad that you're here. Here's our goal during this hour together. We want to encourage you. We want to take you back to God's Word, just like all of the programming here at AFR. But we want to dive into the topic of money. In fact, we want to look at your role as a steward or a manager of God's resources and help you make decisions, help you really think about your next step in that financial area of your life that you're thinking about, you're concerned about, whether it's your debt repayment, maybe it's your credit score, your giving, your generosity, which Art talked about a moment ago, maybe it's your investments, planning for retirement, answering the question, how much is enough? Any of that and everything is on the table today for your calls, because together we want to explore what you're considering in your financial life. So give us a call, 800-525-7000. We've got lines open at the moment. You can call right now and get through it, 800-525-7000. And together we'll address these, apply God's wisdom, and help you make a decision with confidence. As I mentioned, Art concluded today, and by the
the way, always great to have Art Rayner stop by. In the area of giving, and we talked about this idea that giving breaks the grip of money over our lives. It helps to loosen the stronghold that money can have if we allow it to. Now, keep in mind, money is not a problem unless we allow it to be. It's a good gift. It's a creation from God. The challenge is the world would have us to worship the creation and not the creator. You see, we can allow money to occupy a place that it was never intended to occupy. It's a tool to accomplish God's purposes. It's not an end. It's a means to an end. That was always God's design. He is to be our true treasure. We're to maintain an eternal perspective. Life does not consist in the abundance of your possessions. You remember in the parable of the sower, what prevented the person in the parable from achieving the 30, 60, 100-fold return was the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things and the cares of this world. You see, if we get too focused on the things of this world, we'll take our eyes off Jesus and make the creation, money, the end. And that's not God's design. And so we replace that in part through our giving because that requires us to hold God's money loosely, to give it generously, to loosen the grip that we have on our money. And then in turn, it loosens its grip on us. So what does giving look like that honors God? Well, we point to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith here on this program and teach biblical principles related to money and possessions so you can glorify God in your financial journey. Now, giving that honors God, as I read the New Testament and the whole counsel of Scripture, is secret, generous, cheerful, loving, and sacrificial. Let me dive into those. And by the way, we'll be taking your calls here in just a moment on anything financial. Give us a call at 800-525-7000. All right, giving that honors God. First, giving should be secret, not showy. That way, the glory goes to the Lord, not to the giver. Jesus admonishes his followers in Matthew 6. Here's what he says. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. But when you give to the needy, do not let your right hand know what your left is doing so that your giving may be done in secret. Now, does that mean always, in every situation? In my view, it means check your heart. Is your intention in the giving to bring glory to yourself? If so, that's a problem. That's why I think Jesus is admonishing his followers here to be careful if that's your intention for the acts of righteousness to be done in a showy way. And if so, a great remedy for that is to give in secret. Second, giving should be generous, not stingy. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7 says, listen to this from God's word, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. What we have is not our own. It belongs to God. Whether it's time, talent, or treasure, we can always afford to be generous. Third, giving should be cheerful, not reluctant. The passage in 2 Corinthians goes on to say, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Having a cheerful attitude about giving might be a challenge. You may have to ask God to change your heart in this area, but it's certainly God's desire for us. Fourth, giving should come from love, not obligation. I would say that giving that glorifies God springs from love for God and our neighbor, not an obligation where we're checking a box that takes us into a legalistic approach. That's not God's heart for us. Finally, giving should be sacrificial, not comfortable. Sacrificial giving makes us more like Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 8, verse 9 says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty might become rich. Sacrificial giving is a testimony that we trust God to meet our needs while we meet the needs of others. So I would say giving that honors God should be secret, generous, cheerful, loving, and sacrificial. Now, I'll share in a moment the benefits of all of that. But first, let's head back to the phones and talk to Rose in Mississippi. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Rose, and My mother was oldest of 13, her mother passed away many years ago. I'm an heir to my grandmother's property, and no communication has been given to me in regards to it. I'm trying to not be greedy because God has truly taken care of me all these years. My testimony is powerful. I am a giver. I sow into Israel. I sow into international fellowships of Christians and Jews. I just love the Lord because He is the one that's been taking care of me.
That's right.
But what would you? How would I need to handle? I want my inheritance. Then I can give more to the Lord.
Yeah.
I want my inheritance. What do you suggest?
Yeah. So, Rose, if I understand correctly, what you're discovering is you're not included in that inheritance with this property?
That's correct. That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, number one, this is a great reminder to all of us listening to this broadcast today that we should be communicating clearly with our heirs around our intentions. Rose, I appreciate your testimony in your trust in the Lord and His faithfulness in your life. You're right. He is your provider, no one else. Ultimately, was it your grandmother?
Yes, my mother was older than 13. Her mother is my grandmother. Yes.
Yeah, and she's the one with the property?
Yes.
Yeah, and so ultimately your grandmother is the steward and having to make those decisions on how to divide this asset. It's the last stewardship decision each of us will make. And, you know, she's making decisions on how to allocate these resources, and we don't know what's driving those, and there hasn't obviously been a lot of communication around that. So I think at the end of the day, what we want to make sure is, number one, our trust is in the Lord. You've already said that. Number two, the relationship is the most important, because God will provide for you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be through this inheritance. God has already demonstrated His willingness to provide for you. And so often money can become a barrier between us and our family. Don't let that. I would just say pray about it. Ask the Lord to give you a heart that loves her, even though you would have wished things would have been done differently in terms of this inheritance. Let's talk a bit more off the air. I've got to take a quick break. Back with more of your questions after this. Stay tuned.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute. No way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman.
Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
My grocery bill went up 11% this year. Gas, utilities, rent, all went up. But my paycheck, the same. I also pay for my own healthcare, a huge expense. A friend recommended Christian Healthcare Ministries as an option to insurance, and CHM helps pay for medical needs while allowing some breathing room in my budget. Open enrollment is here, so make the switch today with potential cost savings up to 40%. Christian Healthcare Ministries at chministries.org/faithfi.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today with whatever you're thinking about in your financial life. You know, that last call reminds me of Luke 12, the parable of the rich fool, where Jesus encountered a brother who was asking Jesus to be the arbiter of an inheritance dispute. You know, often the priests would get involved in situations like this, or the rabbis, and Jesus redirected it and said, "Who made me judge or arbiter over you?" And then he went on to tell the parable that we all know so well to be the parable of the rich fool. And what's interesting is that when we get to the end of that parable, what we find is that Jesus was redirecting this brother who had come to him toward ultimately where we should be placing our trust, and that is to be rich toward God. And what he was saying is that the things of this world don't matter apart from making God your ultimate treasure. And I think, you know, it's a great reminder that we will have disputes in this world. We will have things happen in a sin-filled world that we don't understand and can't explain. But if we take the words of Jesus and redirect our attention away from the temporal that we won't be able to explain to what we know is always true and will always be right and can always be trusted, and that is the things of God, and make Him our ultimate treasure, everything else comes into perspective. And I think perhaps rereading this passage in Luke 12 will be a great blessing to you. In fact, we've got some things coming out later this year related to this topic of the rich fool and how we live rich toward God that I'm confident will be a real blessing to you. But it's a great passage addressing, I think, an issue that Rose brings up today that so many of you in our audience today have probably encountered. All right, we've got lines open today. We're looking to take your calls and questions on anything financial. You can call right now at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We were talking a moment ago about giving that honors God, that should be secret and generous and cheerful and loving and sacrificial. And I believe there's incredible benefits to giving this way. Here's a few of them. First, God gets the glory. John 3:21 says, "Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God." Secondly, we draw closer to the Lord when we give in that way because we're responding to his leading. We become more like Christ because we experience his love and his joy and his peace. We have the pleasure of seeing God use us for good in the world. And more important, or most important, I would say, through our godly giving, we proclaim the good news of Jesus, the ultimate giver. Here's what Philippians 2 says, "Who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." You see, folks, especially in difficult times, especially when uncertainty is running rampant, and I would say that's certainly true about where we find ourselves today, our giving is a testimony to the world of our willingness to hold God's money loosely and say, "Listen, I trust the Lord. Despite anything else, despite my circumstances, I trust the Lord. And your giving is actually a demonstration that you understand that God is your provider. Because you wouldn't give if you didn't believe that God is your provider. If you thought it was completely dependent upon you to provide for yourself, you would hold on to every dollar that passes through your hands. But when we give, especially in difficult circumstances, in the midst of uncertainty, it's at that point that we say to the world, we trust the Lord. And we want to be a part of where He is at work. And that's one of the incredible benefits that we get from our giving. Because when we give, we're actually participating in God's activity. Does He need our money? No. He owns everything. The cattle on a thousand hills, it's all His. We get to be a part of His story, though. And here's the reality. Our life, the Bible calls, but a vapor. It's going to come and go. If you look at a line from everlasting to everlasting, our 80 to 100 years on this earth is just a blip on that line. And so we don't even have long enough here to make a lasting impact apart from our ability to connect into God's grand story. Because when we're participating in God's grand story, then that's the story from everlasting to everlasting. And so I think that's our opportunity. Well, one of the ways that we do that is through our giving, through our generosity, as we give what God has entrusted to us, to those who are in need on our path, to those at the ends of the earth who have not heard the good news, and everything in between. When we give to be a part of what God is up to, it brings immense joy and pleasure because we know that the Lord is at work and we're a part of it. And so let me just encourage you today to perhaps flip the script. Maybe start with your giving. As you retool that budget that's not balancing and you're about to go to work and try to figure out how you can dial in or rein in your spending, perhaps this is an opportunity to say, I'm going to put my giving up front. I'm going to start with that. And then I'm going to save. And then I'm going to build my budget on the rest. Now, it's easier said than done. I get it, especially now where we've got food prices and energy prices and housing prices through the roof. I understand, but it's worth it. You know, when we start with our values and say, what's important to us? What is God doing in our lives? And how can then money be used as a tool to accomplish those purposes? That's a game changer. And it's going to allow you to accomplish those God-given goals that you have. Because if you start with your lifestyle and hope there's something left over to save or give, you know how it works. There won't be. So let's flip it today and start with the giving and the saving and then build the budget on the rest. Hey, by the way, our FaithFi app can help you do that. It'll help you put that spending plan together. And then once you do, stay on track so you and your spouse, if you're married, can see right into your budget at any point during the month and know whether or not you need to curb your spending. You can check it out at faithfi.com. All right, we'll be back with your questions. 800-525-7000. Call now.
Many in the Middle East are going through horrific circumstances and are seeking refuge in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is bringing them hope, and now you can help.
We endured shelling and hunger. We witnessed death everywhere.
$116 brings emergency supplies and the hope that only comes through the gospel.
I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and His salvation.
Give now at faithfi.com/Lebanon or call 888-201-5577.
In a world where everyone's opinion is considered equally valid, Christian beliefs are under attack. More than ever, we need to stand firm on the clear teachings of God's Word. And this week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress begins a series called What Every Christian Should Know. Join us for foundational teaching from the Bible, God, and Jesus Christ this week on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Absolutely free.
We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Progressive elites in Hollywood, big tech, mainstream media, and higher academia are lying to our next generation. They want to convince our young people that America's biblical foundation is offensive, outdated, and must be overthrown. Your gift today will unleash AFA action to share the timeless truth of why protecting the biblical family is essential to the survival of the American Republic. You'll also get the free DVD and booklet set, Progressive Threat to the American Republic. Visit AFAaction.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. Call right now. We've got two lines open, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Calls today on debt repayment, your generosity, maybe giving more wisely. Maybe it's your investments you're thinking about or how you can dial in that spending and live on a spending plan for the first time and make it stick. We'd love to tackle those questions today. Again, 800-525-7000. We've got one line open. All right, let's get into the calls here. Arkansas is where we're going. Is it Gilsenia? Is that right?
Yes.
Great. Go ahead.
Yes. Like I said, this woman named Victoria Ryan and Iris Bank and other people trying to steal my property. And, you know, I've been having that property ever since 2003. My husband passed away in 2019. And the property was totally mine in 2013. But what I did in 2018, I removed my husband's name off of my property. And now I'm, you know, the court system and the woman, I went to jail for, she got trespassed at my own property.
Yes, and so you're saying there's now a lien on the property, is that right?
No, I didn't have no lien on my property. I didn't have nothing. The IRS say I don't have no lien on my property. I never had no lien.
Okay. So is somebody challenging your ownership of it?
Yes. They falsified. They changed my, you know, the deed and put this bank thing on my deed.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I think what you need to do next here, Gilsenia, and I apologize for interrupting you, but first of all, I understand this can be really concerning and overwhelming. You need to find a real estate attorney who can help you with this, and perhaps maybe at your church there'd be somebody who'd be willing to step in and even do this pro bono, or somebody who'd be willing to help you if you have the resources to pay for it. But you need somebody who can do a title search and really understand, you know, who has a legal right to this. And assuming there's been a fraudulent transfer of that property, or it's been encumbered fraudulently with a loan on it that's now challenging your legal ownership, or they're, you know, threatening foreclosure, assuming that was fraudulent conveyance, meaning that it was done without you were the legal owner of it, and that was done without your knowledge or you initiating it, then that's fraud. and the court can remedy that. But you're going to need somebody to represent you who can do the legwork on that, do the search, prove your ownership, prove that this was done fraudulently, and then get this remedied through the court system. So I would reach out to a real estate attorney. Again, if you need some assistance with that, hopefully your local church would be willing to step in, not only to provide you perhaps a name or a recommendation, but even helping you with the financial, the cost of doing that, because I realize that's not inexpensive, and yet this is a really important matter that you be able to preserve and protect what you're saying is rightfully yours. So listen, we'll ask our faith and finance community to be praying for you, and we appreciate you calling today very much. Thanks for it. Thanks for being on the program. All the lines are full, folks, so if you're getting a busy signal, just call back, and let's go to Texas. Connie, go right ahead.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi there.
Hi. I really appreciate you. I listen to you every morning when I get a chance on my way to work.
Thank you.
I'm in a situation. I just had a CD that I pulled out. It expired. It's $100,000. And going forward, I don't need it, but I might need it some because I got to get my car worked on and I'm raising my grandchildren.
Yeah.
So I want to know what the bet, like maybe getting some stocks and bonds, low risk, because I'm 65.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have other annuities that are, like you said, complex that, you know, I might need some a new advisor on that. I got into these wanting to be safe and not lose my money, but I didn't realize the situation is you don't have access to that money anymore. It's sort of like a contract.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, you could certainly look at the documents on that, and there's often, especially after a period of time, there is a certain percentage that you can withdraw out if you need to. But I think this CD money that has come due is probably the money we should look to. And what I'd like to try to do is parse this out between what I'll call your emergency fund, which is your 3 to 6 months expenses, and then on top of that, what you think you might need that you know you'll need to spend. As you mentioned, you're caring for your grandchildren, and that's wonderful. You know, there's probably some known expenses that you'll have over the next 12 months just based on what your income is and what you know your expenses are going to be. And so what I'd probably do is take whatever portion equals 6 months of normal expenses for the unexpected, and then whatever is known that you'll need beyond your current budget over the next 12 months, add those together, and let's put that in a high-yield savings account. We certainly don't want that invested in the market. It doesn't matter how conservative the stocks or bonds are that you were to pick. If we get into a recession, you know, those could be down. You could have to sell them at a loss. You know, we really only want to put money in the stock and bond market with a minimum of 5 years, preferably 10 years as a time horizon. So let's make sure we protect that money and yet still get a decent yield on it while we're waiting. So what I would do is for that portion that's the 3 to 6 months expenses plus what you know you'll have to spend beyond what you have coming in over the next 12 months for the grandkids, let's put that into a high yield savings. Go to bankrate.com, find the high yield online savings account that's paying the highest rate. You'll find some of them are up near 5% right now, even 5+. And that's great because that'll give you a nice rate of return with FDIC insurance, but it's completely liquid. So when you need the money, it's there. You don't have to worry about if it's lost value because it's guaranteed by the government. Now, if there's anything left beyond that, beyond the 3 to 6 months expenses and the 12 months of additional that you need, now we can start to think about either going into another CD, which the rates are excellent right now. I mean, you can get 5.6, 5.75, you know, for a year, or you could invest it in stocks and bonds. And you probably, you know, would want to do that through a mutual fund, either one of the faith-based investing mutual funds or an index fund, something that's going to give you good broad diversification. But anything you put in the market, Connie, you really need to think about in terms of, I don't need to touch this for 10 years. And if you think you're going to need it in, you know, 2, 3, 4, even 5 years, then I wouldn't put it in the stock market. I'd probably keep it in CDs and savings. Does that all make sense, though?
Yes, it does. I'm with Marcus.
Okay.
You referred that, and that's what I did last year.
Great.
I put it in a CD, and it just matured. So
yeah.
I am at 4.50 in a high-yield savings with Marcus.
Okay, yeah. And so the Marcus CDs are great right now. And so perhaps what you do is, you know, you roll what came due, you know, the portion that's going into, you know, emergency savings and extra expenses, leave that in the high yield savings. And then whatever's left, maybe you move that into a new 14-month CD. I know they have one at about 4.5 right now. And that could be a great option. 5.25 for 12 months, 5.4 for 14 months. So I think that could be a great choice for you, Connie. We appreciate your call. We've got some great questions coming up. Lines are full. We'll take those in the final segment after this break. Stick around.
This is Jan Markell, next on Understanding the Times Radio. I talked to Pastor Gary Hamrick about the turmoil of our times. Everywhere there are wars and rumors of wars, cold wars, hot wars. Peace and safety have never been more elusive. How does the believer cope? How do we be salt and light? That's next on Understanding the Times Radio.
Saturday afternoon at 1 Central and Sunday afternoon at noon Central on American Family Radio.
It was a bad move. Target invited men who say they feel like women into restrooms and changing areas designated for women. They probably guessed other retailers would follow their lead, but they were wrong. Others saw that bandwagon was headed in the wrong direction. We're not ready to sacrifice the safety of women and children for the sake of progressive bathroom policies. Invite Target to make a better move. Sign the Boycott Target Pledge at afa.net.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have 3 money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Making God your ultimate treasure is our goal here at Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, and seeing money as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We do that through the counsel of Scripture, and we want to encourage you along the way. Taking your calls and questions here in our final segment, one line open at 800-525-7000. Let's go right back to the phones. To Texas we go. Hi, Joanne. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Happy, thankful Thursday.
I've
recently retired, and I'm looking at a fixed income guaranteed annuity. It also has care and protection. It's guaranteed the first 10 years, 14% simple interest on my initial investment. Their fees are 1.15 per year. It is guaranteed to not lose money. It's invested in the CS and I in the stock market, but it is to not lose any money, but can gain more than the 14%. It also has, if I go into a nursing home, lose any of the daily activities, that it will pay extra for that to be available. And it has a protection where my husband gets about double of what I put in.
Okay. Thoughts? Yeah, I like that, Joanne. So this is a variable annuity, not a fixed, right? So there's not a fixed rate of return. You can earn a percentage of the investments up to 14%. Am I understanding that right?
It's supposed to be a guaranteed fixed income, perhaps fixed income, not the percentage is 14% for the first 10 years. And at the end of 10 years, they will offer another solid amount. It may not be 14 at that point. It may be, let's hope for 20, right?
Yeah, well, they're not going to guarantee you 14% a year for 10 years. So something is amiss there.
I've called them twice.
Okay. There's a lot of what you're saying that I like, in the sense that, you know, if you're looking to transfer the risk away from the markets to an insurance company and put a floor on your investments, because that's going to give you peace of mind, then an annuity product is certainly a way you can do that, number one. Number two, I like that you've built in some long-term care insurance as a rider. That's a good idea and can really help to offset what will likely be, if anything, the major expense you'll have in this season of life. Number three, I like that, you know, you have this piece in there where, you know, your husband has access to the money. So it's for both of your lives, not just yours, as if you were to pass away before him. So, you know, those are good things, but obviously not all annuities are created equal in terms of the fine print, the fees and expenses. I heard you mention, you know, a little over 1% a year. And then, you know, nailing down what actually are they guaranteeing, if anything. Are they giving you a percentage of the upside of the stock market, up to 14%, but you can't lose? That's one thing, versus a stated guaranteed rate of return, which would be a fixed annuity. But there's no fixed annuities at 14% right now. So here's what I would do, Joanne. I would connect with a certified Kingdom advisor or someone else that can be, you know, a second opinion, a sounding board for you, that doesn't have any incentive to sell you this product. They're not going to earn any money and can just evaluate, number one, the fine print, make sure you understand what you're getting. And then if there's other alternatives that you should consider in addition to this, and either, you know, another insurance product with another annuity that might be comparable but slightly better, or another approach entirely, maybe just to invest it, you know, with a long-term care insurance policy, that you're able to hear those out. And if you don't have someone to do that, that's where I think a certified Kingdom advisor could be helpful. You would just go to our website, faithfi.com, click Find a CKA, and then just schedule a visit with a CKA there in Texas. You know, I think this is worth getting a second opinion on. This is a big decision. Again, I'm not saying it's a bad one, but I just want you to understand all the details before you go into it so you're not surprised. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and I've been reading their fine print, and this is, they have a today plan, a tomorrow plan, and I'm doing the tomorrow because I put some money for emergencies in an IRA in a local bank.
Okay.
And then I already have an emergency fund in my personal account that wasn't part of my retirement. But
right,
this is the first 10 years, it's 14%. And if you do the other plan, it's 3.77% for the first 2 years, but that one I'm not doing. And they also give you 30% on your investment.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little suspect about what you're describing here. I'm not saying you're, you know, anything other than just, I would want to verify that, because I've never seen an annuity that guarantees 14%. So I would just have somebody look this over. It never hurts to get a second opinion before you sign on the dotted line. And that would be at least my best advice. Unfortunately, I can't see anything here. We just have a couple of minutes together. And so that's why I think this is a big enough decision that getting another professional to look it over who has no skin in the game, before you make this final decision, I think would be in your best interest. But listen, all the best to you, Joanne, you and your husband. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it. Let's go to Louisiana. Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
Hello. I have a 401k, and I'm wanting to know if there is any other kind of like savings account that I could move the 401k into without being taxed.
Okay. Yes. So you have separated from your employer that this 401k was with?
No, I'm still employed.
Oh, okay. And so what is it you're trying to do? You're trying to move the 401k out from under the current plan administrator?
Right. I want to, instead of having a 401k where I could possibly lose money, I want to put it into some kind of a savings account.
Okay. The challenge is, if you're with your employer, you can't roll that out. So once you separate from your employer, at that point, you could roll it out to an IRA, an individual retirement account, and that would avoid it being a taxable event. But with you still being with your employer, the only thing you can do is either borrow from it, which I typically don't advise, or you can take a withdrawal, but that's going to be taxable and there's going to be a penalty on top of it. So there really is no option other than you could move to more conservative investments, even probably the government or regular money market account inside the 401k, and that would be, you wouldn't lose value then, but you also don't have the ability for it to grow either. But moving it out isn't an option at this point.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Thanks for your call today. Let's go to Virginia. Carolyn, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. This question is about my son's 401k. He had a really high medical bills after a lengthy illness, and he's 54. So he's not near the time he could take it out, but he took out enough to pay off all of his medical bills all at once, and he paid 20% towards taxes. And he just did it last month, and I want to know how this will affect him in his next year's taxes. And since it was all medical bills, is he allowed without penalty to have taken that money out early? How does it affect his 401k?
Yeah. There is some options for a medical exemption for a 401k early withdrawal where you can go without paying that 10% penalty. Now, it would still be taxable, but you would have to pay the penalty or you would potentially get past it. But those typically are, pretty severe. It would be, you'd have to prove that disability before you'd be able to do that. And so I would check with your CPA. Does he use a CPA to file his returns?
No, he does his own.
Okay. So this might be the year to do that, where he's getting some professional advice to see if his situation would cover, a hardship distribution. Likely it wouldn't. It's likely that he would, need to pay the penalty on top of the taxes, but it would be worth checking out just to see if he can avoid, that penalty on this as a hardship, distribution because of the medical situation.
Does it sound like the 20% included the penalty, or is he still owing that?
He probably will still owe the penalty on top of that. 20% is probably just covering the taxable portion, because whatever he took out is going to be added to his taxable income, and then the penalty's on top of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your advice is to get a qualified CPA.
I think so. Just given that this is an unusual situation, and we're looking for whether or not there was an option to forego that penalty. They can look at his specific situation and see if it qualifies based on the IRS standards. I think that would be the next step.
So will he be penalized for not having done that before he took it out?
No, it would just, all be done at tax time. So when he files his taxes and reports the distribution from the 401k, that will trigger the tax on the distribution and the penalty. And at that point, he would need to be able to say on the return that he qualifies for a hardship, based on the IRS rules and regulations.
So would that be covered by just saving all the bills and having those to show as proof?
Potentially, but he would have to demonstrate that he qualifies based on his condition for that hardship. And that can be financial. It can also be medical. So that's where a CPA, I think, can help you on this. But it's not too late. The question is just, does he qualify? Carolyn, thanks for your call. I hope this works out okay. Thanks for being on the program today. Greg, let's see if we can get you on tomorrow. I apologize we didn't have time for you today. Stay there. Our team will try to schedule you for the next broadcast. Folks, that's going to do it for us. Thankful for Devin, Robert, Jim, and Robert. Couldn't do it without them. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
The
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.